Good morning. Lovely to be with you all again this morning on fresh new day. So last night I gave an overview of the Noble Eightfold Path, and I briefly mentioned how it's divided into three groups or baskets. So one group of factors focuses on how we live our daily lives. These are the sila, or ethical conduct, factors. And then there's another set of factors that develop wisdom. This is wise view and wise intention. And then there are other factors that develop our meditative capacity. And these are wise effort, wise mindfulness, and wise samadhi. So this morning I'd like to continue developing those last three factors together by continuing our exploration of sati and samadhi and the refined effort that's needed to keep these two in balance. So one way we can think of wise effort is as a form of listening. So we're listening to our own being and sensing what kind of practice is needed now to keep ourselves in balance. And because this is a process of attunement to our own bodies, our hearts, our minds, I can't give you a step-by-step formula or set of instructions that you mechanically follow. Each of us has to learn this balance for ourselves, understanding which approach to meditation to apply when. Because what I'm offering you here will be a range of different tools. And just like with a toolbox, we have to learn for ourselves, when do I use a chisel, when do I use a screwdriver? Or more poetically, maybe it's a paint box, and what happens when I put these two colors together as opposed to those two? So this morning I'll say a bit more about the two main practice methods of sati and samadhi and how these work together to deepen insight. And how just the simple practice of mindfulness of breathing can be approached in two slightly different ways, either to strengthen mindfulness or to strengthen steadiness, unification of mind. And in my own retreat experience, I heard a lot of mindfulness of breathing instructions, but it wasn't always clear to me that there are these two slightly different emphases, slightly different approaches to working with the breath. But when that became clear, it helped refine my practice. So even though this is only day two of this retreat, I hope it will be useful information for the whole rest of your meditation practice. So the first way of practicing mindfulness of breathing is in the service of calming and stilling and steadying the body and the heart-mind, to strengthen samadhi, that quality of unification of mind. And when we use the breath for that purpose, we just let the attention rest on the simple rhythm of breathing, coming in and going out. And then when the mind wanders, we gently bring it back to that same place. So we're not paying attention so much to the details of the breath. We're just staying connected to the knowing of inhaling and exhaling. And eventually, the mind naturally stays there for longer periods of time. And this experience of being unified or absorbed into the breath is pretty pleasant for most people, because it gives our nervous systems a rest from our usual overstimulation. And at times, we can experience a stillness and calm and steadiness and peace that we might otherwise not have known was possible. And this is a taste of samadhi, and it can build confidence in the practice. Then when we do have some steadiness and stability of attention, it's easier to open up the lens of our mindfulness to a wider range of experience. So then we're shifting to the second way of practicing mindfulness of the breathing, which is to strengthen sati, mindfulness itself. And with this approach to the breath, we're refining the attention to notice change on increasingly subtle levels. So instead of just resting the awareness on the rhythm of the breath, we allow ourselves to notice the details and the differences between each breath. So the beginning instructions in the Satipatthana Sutta are to know whether the breath is long or short. And from there we can refine the attention to all the subtle sensations associated with each breath. Sensations of expansion or contraction, tension, pressure, release, warmth, coolness, tingling, flowing, lightness, and so on. And connecting to these subtle changes connects us to the truth of impermanence, which is a key insight. So, with these two slightly different emphases, different ways of approaching mindfulness of breathing, perhaps an analogy might be helpful. So, I use the image of someone surfing. I don't know if any of you here are surfers. I am not. I've just done a bit of body surfing. But I have watched a lot of surfers. And so when a surfer is out in the water and they're waiting for the right wave to come, she's spending quite a bit of time just bobbing up and down on the swell. And when the surfer is waiting for the right wave, the swell isn't of that much interest. She's simply knowing that she's moving up and down with each small wave. So she's knowing the basic rhythm of the waves, but she's not paying much attention to the detail. And this is like mindfulness of breathing to develop calm. So we simply know when we're breathing in and when we're breathing out. Then, when the right wave comes along, the one that she wants to surf, she has to really refine her awareness to stay mindful of all the subtle movements of the wave. Otherwise, she's going to lose her balance and fall off. So at this stage of the practice, she's noticing the speed, the texture, the force, the direction of the wave, perhaps the feeling of the air against her skin. She's aware of the temperature of the water and the presence of other surfers or swimmers, or maybe the presence of sharks. So this stage is like mindfulness of breathing as an insight practice. So we're training ourselves to be more and more aware of all the tiny details of the experience of breathing, so that we can recognize those increasingly subtle details of our physical experience. In actual practice, we often move quite naturally between these two slightly different aspects of mindfulness of breathing. But at times it can be skillful to deliberately work with one more than the other. So for example, if there's a lot of agitation or restlessness in the mind, then we might just attune to the simple rhythm of the breath to help us to calm down. And often at the start of the retreat, because so many of us come in with busyness, this is the aspect of breathing that we tend to emphasize. At other times, though, as you might have experienced, the breath can just be so incredibly calming, and we start to fall asleep. So if we're falling into that lulling, dull thing, then it can be helpful to refine the attention and to pay closer attention to the details of what's going on. And this helps to raise the energy in the mind and reconnects us with the subtlety and the refinement of the experience. So I'd like to give that a try now, and I'll start the instructions by orienting us to the samadhi aspect of the practice, the steadiness and the calm. And then we can refine the mindfulness to notice the details of the breath.